Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 181. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm talking about some website updates that I've done, me binging a whole bunch of old horror films. I'm going to be talking about some upcoming museum exhibitions, as well as UGC updates, of course, personal and mental health updates. And at the end, I'm going to have a special surprise segment for what I've been thankful for, because at the end of every episode, I share something I've been thankful for, and I have a special little something planned for that segment of this episode. So let's get it started, shall we, with my website update, spiredisorder.com. I've been slowly updating the product pages for all of my paintings to reflect the new print information. So as many know, I am offering limited edition signed and numbered prints for my artwork. And with this new update, with this new service, I have to update the thousands of paintings that are currently available at inspireddisorder.com. So I'm slowly been working through that. Probably have, I don't know, a few hundred updated so far. Basically, just so you know that the print is not only on the same size paper as the original, but also is using the same paper as the original artwork. The prices are the same. So it's, and because previously the prints were slightly different sizes. But now they are the same size as I'm using literally the same paper. So I've slowly been updating that on the website and have some other updates that I plan on making, but not going to announce those quite yet over at inspireddisorder.com. As far as this show, I've got a head start on next week's top five. This week I'm ranking my top five Evil Dead films, which I was very happy to finally watch those films. Never have. But I've been watching probably close to 20 or so, maybe even more, pre-code horror movies. So these are horror movies that took place between the time movies got sound, between when talkies started, and then somewhere around, I think, 1934, when the Hays Code was implemented, which was a restriction on all kinds of stuff. It's way before the MPAA rating thing came through, but it's basically conservatives not wanting any kind of implication, movies to imply sex or violence in any way. So the pre-code horror movies tend to be a little bit crazier, which they're not necessarily, but there's definitely a lot of great classics in that bunch. And they're not very long either, which is nice. They're usually like just over an hour long. So it's almost like binging a series, an anthology series on Netflix. Like so many TV shows nowadays are, I mean, like Stranger Things, most episodes like are an hour or longer. So these movies are shorter than an episode of Stranger Things. But I've been enjoying binging all those, doing all that in preparation for next week's top five, which is going to be tough to boil that down to just five, my five favorites. But, you know, it's been fun regardless. It's something that I've wanted to do, get into these old classic horror films, and it's been fun. It's been fun getting into them. As far as the many faces, or at least my artwork in general, I've started painting a new piece for an upcoming museum exhibition that will be taking place at the La Quinta Museum, La Quinta Art Museum. I believe it starts in November and runs through January, because it's, you know, I think it was open to any artist to submit or to sign up I didn't know if I was accepted or not, and then got a reminder email for artists to pick up your canvas. So that, and I double checked, like, does that mean that I've been accepted to do this thing? And they're like, yeah, sorry for the confusion. So anyway, I picked up my canvas last week, this past week, and started painting. I have not worked with acrylics. I haven't finished an acrylic painting in, man, easily over a decade. Probably closer. No, I've probably done a few. Almost 2 decades. It's been a long time since I've finished an acrylic painting. And the reason is just it takes so long. It's not like how I like to make art. Like when I started painting with ink, it just like it was exactly what I've always wanted to do. And, you know, I'm able to do them fast. It's just it's such a different medium working with inks and paper. But it's been interesting to go back to acrylic. I started painting it last week or this past week. I need to finish it by the time this episode comes out today. The day this episode comes out is actually the deadline for me to turn it in. So by the time this episode comes out, I will have submitted it to the La Quinta Museum. And I'm excited for the exhibition to see all the other paintings. There was another artist that I follow who's a local artist, and she submitted a painting of hers. The theme is desert views, and I am stretching my definition of desert views. And I also have to, when I submit this painting, I also have to submit like a 200-word explanation. So that will be, there will be a lot of creativity in all of those things, which I'm excited to see how that all works out. But yeah, I almost didn't paint Thursday when I usually paint my normal many faces. But I decided to do it because I didn't feel like painting the other one. So I was like, well, let me at least get back into this, because I did take last week off of painting just because I was so exhausted from and still completing the prints for a show that never happened. But so I went back, did another run of 7 paintings on Thursday as I normally do. There was an issue with the live stream because I am now streaming my painting on Thursday at 4:20 on YouTube. I stream in 4K now. I changed one setting before I started, and because I changed that setting, the filming just didn't work. It froze. Basically, it would update a single frame of the image once every minute or so. It was a horrible issue. I didn't test it. It's something I did last minute. So I will have to fix that by next Thursday. Hopefully last Thursday, as this episode comes out, hopefully last Thursday was fine. Although if I'm under a crunch and still working on this painting for the museum exhibition, I may cancel Thursday, which is something in general, canceling a week of painting or canceling a week of podcasts is something that I am far more comfortable doing these days. Back when I started, like, it was very strict putting out a new painting every day, putting out a new episode every day. And as I've kind of laxed on that over the years, like if I need to take a week off, I take a week off. You know, if I'm stressed out, I do so much. It's not going to kill me to take a week off if I need it. If anything, it'll be good for me to refresh, or it's clearly a reason if I'm taking a week off. So, you know, canceling might happen again, will definitely happen again. As far as this show, even preparing for this show yesterday, I love October because it gives me an excuse to watch a ton of horror movies. So, you know, I don't want to miss that. December will be similar because I'll probably do a similarly themed thing around Christmas like I did last year. So if anything, I'll probably might take off a week in January, something like that. But, you know, I'm far more forgiving of myself when I need to take a week off or whatever. As far as UGC stuff, I very unmotivated in general this week, despite the fact that I have gotten things done. But when it comes to the UGC stuff, I have two gigs lined up that I've kind of stretching the time limits on certain aspects of, you know, waiting to order, waiting to receive, waiting to start, all of those things, kind of waiting to the last minute to do all of those. And just because I don't really feel like doing it, but I have to, something I have to do this week, which is kind of a bummer. Like last week, I kind of took things off and now everything's starting to pile up. So I have to get the UGC stuff done. So it's the only two gigs I have right now. There's a beard brush set that came with like three different types of brushes and a comb. And then there's a Mayan death whistle that I have to do a video for. I'm doing videos for both, but, you know, should be fun. When the Mayan death whistle is like, I've always kind of wanted one of those things. It's like a whistle that, here, I actually have it right here. It, you know, has this design to it, and then you blow in the top and it sounds like a person screaming, like that something very bad is happening to them. I would blow it right now, but I don't want to, scare my dog, which that's the video they want me to do. They want me to do like basically prank style video using it. So that'll be fun to do, but I have to get those done. But still, it's just so unmotivated. I need to do it. I mean, it's like, it's money. I need income. But yeah, let's take a break from the podcast for one short moment, because I want to tell everybody out there about my art series, The Many Faces. They are original ink paintings on paper, abstract and surreal faces that I release every single day. I want to say, not only can you purchase the original paintings, which there are over 2,300 available through my website, inspireddisorder.com, but now I am also offering limited edition prints. These prints are signed, these prints are numbered, and they are limited to 5 prints per image. And these prints are made by me, so you get the highest quality print made by the artist himself, signed by me, shipped by me, all of that stuff by me. And it's a great way to collect my art if you want to save a little bit of money, because obviously the originals cost more, prints cost less. So now is the time to head on over to inspireddisorder.com and start collecting some original artwork. Take your walls to the next level with original artwork by myself, Ray Taylor, by going to inspireddisorder.com, shopping now, buying artwork. Take your walls to the next level, experience the magic of art, and start your art collection today. Buy original artwork, by high quality limited edition prints, and so much more. InspiredDisorder.com. And now let's get back to the show. As far as personal, you know, now that the big project that I had of getting all the prints done for a show that never happened, it felt like there was like this void left, and trying to figure out what I want to get working on. There's a lot of things I need to get working on, like updating my website. So slowly trying to get those things done, but not feeling motivated because, you know, there's no deadline looming. I've also been thinking about, the plan is to wait until next summer to get a car. And because right now I don't have a car, I'm borrowing my friend's car to do events and things like that, to run errands. And the plan is to wait because I will have money next summer. I don't know how much, but enough to get a car. And I'm thinking possibly of getting one earlier. But I don't know. I'm kind of like, earlier in the week, I was like, maybe by the end of this year, I should get a car. Because usually towards the end of the year, there's more deals on cars and things, you know, dealerships wanting to liquidate inventory and all that kind of stuff. And what I've been thinking, like trying to think of what kind of car I want to get, right? There, the options, you have the normal gas-powered car, you have the hybrids, you have the electric cars, right? Obviously, the least expensive option is going to be the gas-powered car. thinking about getting like an old used Toyota Corolla, something like that. It's probably Toyota because they are the more reliable car. But then thinking about all the extra costs that go into cars, especially gas-powered cars, not only having to buy gas, which is more expensive now than ever before in history, but also oil changes, all of the other things mechanically that need to be serviced on a regular internal combustion car. Then thinking of like hybrids, because it'll get me better gas mileage, but then I'm getting the worst of both worlds. I'm getting the best as far as less gas mileage, but also not only do I still have to maintain a gas engine, but I'm also have to maintain the battery that is used for the electric engine, which for electric cars, the battery is kind of the main issue with an electric car. Eventually, batteries and everything go bad. So now I'm thinking to just get a straight up electric car, right? If I can afford it, which there's a lot of incentives and things like that right now. And looking at it, the Chevy Bolt is by far the most affordable. I think there's a few others that are similar, but I've looked at the Bolts and like, from what I've seen, the main, not really the main, but the, as far as people reviewing them, generally the thing that they aren't the greatest at, their interiors are cheap, which is fine. I don't care. If I were to get a Chevy Bolt, it would have been the it would be the nicest car I've ever owned in my entire life. So I don't care about that. My whole thing is that it's got good range. It's got over, it's like 250, 260 miles of range, which is good. Like if I can get to San Diego, I'm good. Like I like that. That's like the main thing. It's got good range. It's got all these other features, whatever, whatever. Fine. It got good storage. It's like a little hatchback. So it's got plenty of space for me to take it and use it for art events, which is what I primarily need it for, to load it up with my canopy, my artwork, you know, a couple bins of things, and to do that. Also, it would be nice to just go to art events more often, just to be out in this quote-unquote scene, right? So all of those things. And then thinking about getting it sooner is not having to worry about borrowing my friend's car. Also, it would allow me to just go take a trip to San Diego if I wanted to, which I haven't been since I moved to Denver in 2015. And I have, it would be nice to go back. Nice to go to the beach. It would be nice to just get out of the desert. So it was an idea. Like I did a lot of research on them. They like good prices, right? In kind of a little more of the high end of my price range, but still within my price range, and something that it's not going to, the long run, I'm not going to have to get oil changes. Not going to have to fill up with gas. Charging the battery is way cheaper than filling a car up with gas. And there's plenty of models available, which was kind of weird, right? There's like three or four 2020 Chevy Bolts available at all around $20,000 with all around 20,000 miles on them. It's very weird. I was like, why is this happening? Why? And then starting to do more and more research, looking at reviews and all these different things, then I see what the hook is. Why? Apparently, now there's a recall and there's going to be replacements, but the batteries, which is the bad thing with electric cars, potential bad things. Obviously, they go bad after a while, right? They stop holding the same amount of charge, and eventually they need to get it replaced. But the other bad thing that can happen with electric cars, that can happen to any electric car, but specifically there's an issue with the Chevy Bolts, is that they would ignite into fire. So they put out a software update that only allowed the batteries to charge to 80%, which is kind of a bummer, so you're not getting the same range. And then they offered recall on all of the cars to replace the battery, but of course it takes time to replace the battery. So I would imagine a lot of these cars are at these dealerships because these people are not willing to wait for the battery to be replaced. So And apparently the newest models, the 2023 Chevy Bolts, have the newer batteries that don't have this issue. So that's the hook, which is definitely not something I'd want. And especially, I live in the desert. It gets very hot during the summertime. This car would be parked outside in the heat, direct sunlight. So now it's... Once I saw that, then I was like, okay, I pumped the brakes metaphorically, and I'm back to waiting. But it's still like, that would be, if I could get one of those cars with the updated battery, then that would be, I would love to get a Chevy Bolt or an electric car in general that's affordable. Would not get a Tesla. No. There's a lot of other models, a lot of other options. But I don't want my money going to an insane fascist, a white supremacist fascist. And their cars aren't that great either. They have tons of issues with their cars as well. But, yeah, so kind of a bummer. Was, you know, kind of really excited about the idea of getting one of these. But then now that I saw that, it's like, well, shit. I guess I'm not going to get that. Right, I thought it was going to be like, oh, I'll wait till the end of the year, and I'll get that. It'll be like a birthday present for me, right? And then I'll just be hurting for money until next summer, but, you know, it will allow me to potentially make more money. So now I don't know. Now all that stuff is up in the air. I don't know. I still like the car. I've never owned a Chevy, you know. I would prefer going with a lot of other makes, but I think the electric car, if I could find one at a good price that isn't going to potentially blow up, I think that will be what I go with. And if I do wait till next summer, then I'll know exactly kind of what I can afford and maybe be able to get something different. Who knows? But regardless, that was a big thing on my mind. This week, my mental health kind of actually felt pretty manic this week, despite the fact that it's like weird. My motivation is almost of the depressed kind where I don't feel like doing anything. But then what my brain has been focused on definitely feels more manic. So it's been a very weird week for mental. Like I feel like I'm definitely in a different place mentally where I don't want to work on anything. You know, I'm so distracted with my thoughts and thinking of other things, like potentially getting a car, but other things in general that, like, the thought of just doing my artwork and the user-generated content stuff, prepping for the show, like all that stuff, I just do not feel like doing it. So it's been a weird week where I kind of feel, I would say, more of the manic side. Let's take another quick break from this podcast episode because I want to share with you a way to make some easy money on the side if you're looking to make some extra money and you want to do it making content. You don't have to have a massive following on social media. You don't even have to have social media accounts. All you have to do is have the ability to either take pictures or videos. And that's by creating user-generated content and go through the company that I go through, that I make money, that I do myself. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/UGC. That stands for user-generated content. Inspireddisorder.com/UGC. You can check out all of the content that I've made so far for brands, for products, which the bonus, not only are they paying you to take selfies with their product, not only are they paying you to review their product, or demo their product, but you're also getting free products, which is always nice. So it's a little bit of a bonus. Not only are you getting paid, but you're getting free products. Sign up through my link and join Brands. That is the company that I use that connects content creators with companies that have products that they need their products to be shared, content made of it, reviewed, unboxed, whatever it is. Very easy to sign up. The certification process is very easy, proving that you are able to take pictures that look good. You're able to take videos that are edited
well and you understand what the assignments are as far as how-to videos, unboxing videos, things of that nature. It is a very easy setup process. Links to that, inspireddisorder.com/UGC, and that's where you can see product reviews, product photos, how-to videos, unboxing videos, product demos that I have done with Join Brands in the past to make money, and I continue to do it today. So head on over to inspireddisorder.com/UGC and check it out and sign up through my link, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. Now let's get back to the show.
But let's get to the fun part of this episode. The end of every episode, I like to share something that I'm thankful for, and there's something that I've been seeing online have been very interesting. These subscription things that you can sign up for, these subscription boxes, specifically subscription boxes that send you snacks from around the world. So this week I signed up for a subscription box called Universal Yums, which this is not an ad for them. I would love to have them support and buy ad space on my podcast. But I signed up for them. But there's many other options out there. And I'm a fan of shows like Parts Unknown, even The Amazing Race. These shows where people travel around the world and experience. I mean, Amazing Race, they kind of usually eat something that's disgusting or whatever, which kind of relates to what I am going to be eating on this episode. But one of the things is things I would love to do. Reasons I would love to travel, one of the many reasons, is to experience the different foods from the different countries, right? I love experiencing new things, especially when it comes to food. I love challenging myself with new flavors. And there are a lot of similar programs to this Universal Yums that I signed up for, this monthly subscription box. But this one just happened to hit me at the right time, the right place. So I signed up and I got my first box. It was filled with snacks from Indonesia. There was a bag of chips. These fried noodle flavored chips were absolutely delicious. There was a small cake that was super good, just kind of small. There was also these gummies. Oh, my God. By far my favorite was this package. It was melon and peach flavored yogurt gummies by Yupi. I could have eaten a pound of those easily. They were by far the most delicious. But there was one snack that has a fruit that I've been looking forward to trying for a while. But there was one snack that has this fruit in it that I say specifically for the show. And that is the cheesy durian wafer roll. And I've been wanting to try durian, which is also known as jackfruit, for a long time. So this is it. This is what it looks like. For those that are looking, I don't know, it's probably like 7 inches long. And it's like a little, almost looks like a thick straw, almost, this thing. It's still in the packaging. But it's the, by Deca, it's Jumbo Cheese Durian. And durian is a type of fruit that's kind of compared to like smelly cheese. It has a very off-putting odor. I have not opened this, so I haven't even smelled it yet. It's also known as jackfruit. But I've been wanting to try it forever. It's something that I've seen on multiple podcasts, people from the Philippines. Philippines is very close to Indonesia, so I would imagine both regions have this fruit widely available. So I've seen podcasts where people from the Philippines are eating it. Interesting. I wanted to have it, wanted to try it out. So here we go. I want to try this. I want to try this out. I want to smell it. I want to try it. So here we go. So the smell, it kind of smells like moldy socks. It smells like what my socks and clothes smelled like when I used to play pickup basketball a lot. Like it would have that musky, sweaty smell. That's what it smells like here. I'm trying to get it open. It's not that bad. It kind of smells sweet as well. And of course this is like, you know, artificially flavored and stuff like that. So who knows what's actually in it, and it's crumbling, which I don't like that. Hold on. I mean, here. I need more hands. All right. It's all crumbling apart when I was trying to open it up. So this is what it looks like out of the package, right? This little roll. And it's got like this creamy filling. It's like a very light, brittly kind of outer part of the roll. And then inside it has this like jelly filling. All right. So. Okay. I mean, the smell isn't that bad. It has, it definitely has a little musky scent to it, but it's also, I can smell the sugar. It smells sweet still. I'm going to try it. I kind of like it. It's not bad. I can tell the elements. I want to try the actual fruit now. But, like, the muskiness of it is definitely a bit off-putting. I would say it's kind of similar to a stinky cheese where if you can get past the stinky cheese of it, it's. I love stinky cheeses. So, but, yeah, this one's kind of a sweet, kind of has a savory, that muskiness is kind of, like, gives it a savory taste to it. But the aftertaste is good. Has like a fruity aftertaste. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that it is similar to. I mean, the outside of it's very thin, very brittle, you know, kind of melts in your mouth. Crunchy outer exterior, like a very thin pastry kind of a thing. And then the durian is clearly in that gel, that the creamy center of it. And like initially it has like the, once it hits your tongue initially, has kind of that gross feeling to it, right? That musky. But then the sweetness kind of comes in along with, you know, kind of that muskiness adds a bit of savoriness to it. I don't know, spitting all over this mic. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be. Definitely just makes me want to go eat durian now, which I've seen them at stores, but they cost a lot. So maybe I'll just pony up the money for it. That wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be for this episode. but yeah, I don't know. Like as far as challenges go for things that you can eat, I did one for the Pocky one chip challenge, which apparently killed the kid recently. That was crazy. I did a chocolate version of that, which was spicy, which wasn't bad. And then I did a scorpion. No, not a scorpion, tarantula, freeze-dried tarantula. So I've done a few eating challenges in the past that you can find online. And this was probably the most anticlimactic of them. It's weird. There's a weird aftertaste to it. Like this, it's good, but then there's like this, I feel dirty. I feel like maybe it's gone bad, right? It has that kind of, it almost kind of makes my tongue feel like it's tingling. That's weird. It's a very weird candy. I'm glad I waited to eat it on the show so everybody could see. Durian candy. Cheesy durian, which may be the cheesiness. I'd be curious to know what the cheesiness. There's a piece here of this, the outside. Maybe the outside's the cheesy part. That one had some of the cream filling in it. I don't know. Maybe I would like it more without the cheese. I am kind of tasting the cheese, though. That is kind of that savoriness, the aspect of it. Anyway. I'm thankful for these snack boxes. You know, I should be smoking more weed, getting stuff like this. But I'm interested to see the other countries that they send snacks from. I really did enjoy it. The gummies, by far my favorite. The peach and melon yogurt gummies, amazing. Amazing. And then this one wasn't, the durian wasn't that crazy. Not my favorite, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. As far as upcoming events, there's, of course, the museum exhibition, which I don't have the details for that quite yet. But I will, hopefully by next week, I will have the details for that, which will be taking place for a few months in La Quinta, California, at the La Quinta Museum of Art. So check that. Check back to inspireddisorder.com/events for all of my upcoming live and local events to get all the details on everything that I'm booking here coming up. Hopefully there will be a lot more events that I will be participating in the coming months. But most of all, I'm thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform. I'm like partly losing my breath and partly like salivating to death from eating this thing. Leave comments on youtube.com/inspireddisorder where all these episodes are available in video format. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.